الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقل المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before coming on to our actual subject, by way of introduction and by way of muzakara, a reminder for myself, for all of us, on one occasion Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in a majlis. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, majalis were very common. In how many majalis they had every day. So one such majlis, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that if it is a pitch black dark night, and there is a pitch black stone, and on it a pitch black ant is moving, nobody will see that ant, nobody will hear the movement of that ant. More stealthily, more quietly, more secretly than that, riya and do things for name comes in the heart of a person. That means even a person who is an abid, many times we also say that this person is so pious and this problem came in his life, that problem came in his life. We don't know when riya, doing things for name and fame, had come into us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that person is not even aware of it. More secretly than that black ant on a black night, on a black stone, is moving, much more quietly, secretly, doing things for name and fame comes into the heart of a person. And it's not that we do it, it just comes into a person. Just like, for example, we wore clean clothes, today is Juma. We all took our bath, we wore clean clothes. Nobody brings dirt and puts on his clothes. The dirt accumulates, then you have to bath again, you have to change your clothes again. Our houses we clean, we don't take dirt from the toilet and put it in the different places in the house, or from outside we bring some mud or something. They all the time, the dirt accumulates, and we have to clean it all the time. Just like that, we have to watch our heart also. When that riya comes in, and not only riya, doing for name, things for name and fame, other evil qualities also just come into the heart. So we have to cleanse it all the time. Anyway, Allah reward Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That we hardly know riya came, and if what is done for name and fame is not accepted by Allah ta'ala. And we hardly know that it came in our heart. So we all will be destroyed." Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahumullah, used to say that, may Allah reward Hazrat Abu Bakr that he asked this question, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, otherwise, especially those people engaged in deeni work, making imamah, teaching, giving bayans, etc., teaching in the makatib, in the Darul Ulooms, all deen's work, and riya came in, doing it for name and fame, and they don't even know. So much effort they did. They sacrificed the dunya, they made their family sacrifice dunya, they lived a simple life, and after all wasted because riya came in. So they were, all that will be destroyed. So Hazrat Abu, by the question of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we got the answer and we got the solution to it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will teach you one dua. If you read that, then no type of riya, name, fame will come in the heart. Not the little of it, not the lot of it, not the small, not the big, not in any way, no riya. In other words, you will be 100% mukhlis, sincere. And all your amal, your namazes, your tasbih, you're talking with somebody, ikhlas will come in everything. So what a valuable dua it is. And our deen, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Allah wants easiness for us. So this very valuable, most precious dua, much more valuable than a dua that can give you all the riches of the world, than the dua that can give you the best motor car, the dua that can give you the best woman as your wife, the dua that can give you the best house. More valuable than all that is this dua which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, by which all our amal will gain acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. What is that dua? Very easy. We all know our first kalima, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'limu bihi. Very similar and more easier than that also. Less words than that also. Allahumma, let us read, inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Very similar to the fifth kalima, but without the other words which come in the fifth kalima. There is a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Then we will be saved, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of all types of riya. So your amal will become khalis. And if that amal which has got ikhlas in it, sincerity in it, Allah loves that amal. And on that, Allah Ta'ala opens doors of goodness for us in our deen also, our dunya also, our akhirat also. And we also, amongst ourselves, we know that if any person in the family, friends, neighbors, any person who is a sincere person, you like that person. And a person who is not sincere, is a matlabi, is just doing things for matlab, you also dislike, you despise that person. So this dua will make us, give us sincerity. So let us read, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, at least once a day we should read this dua. So think now for ourselves, where I'm going to fit this dua in. Inshallah, all of us got some wazifas we read, some duas. Whenever it is, fit it in. Whether it is with those duas, or whether we will read it after Fajr, before Fajr, after Asr, after Maghrib, before going to sleep. But at least once a day, and especially all of us have to read it. Those who are doing more deen's work, the more they need it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat-e-kareema of the Quran Sharif I've recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. What? It's a question. Allah is asking a question. That the person who is a mu'min, a sincere, true mu'min, can he be equal to a person who is a fasiq? Fasiq, a person is an open sinner, who breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala openly. One is a mu'min, a true believer, who observes the laws of Allah. Can the two be equal? This is known as istifhame inkari, a question the answer of which will definitely be in the negative, that they can never be equal. There is a world of difference between the two, a mu'min and a fasiq. There is a world la yastawun. Allah Himself then clarifies it also and says they are not equal. And we all understand also that they can never be equal. So little bit, let us just go in this year and see the two lines of a mu'min, a righteous person, and a fasiq, a person who breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, who loves his own way of life. What is that? What are the two ways? And what is the result of the two ways? And finally, Allah has been so merciful, so kind to us. Many of us, all of us, we would like to know the future, what's going to happen in the future. Allah has told us clearly what's going to happen in the future. If you live your life as a mu'min, what your future beyond mort, what it will be. Allah has clearly told us also. And if you are fasiq, breaking the laws of Allah, Allah has informed us of that also. what your condition will be at the time of maut, in the qabr, in akhirat. So just let us have a look. And then the reason for this is that for myself, for all of us, we see which direction I want to choose. Do I want to go in the way of a mu'min or a fasiq? Like that, all of us will say we want to be mu'min. We want to live a proper life, obedience of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. But then ask ourselves, why then, when the matter comes in front of us, why we choose the way of the wrongdoers? Why we choose the way of the people of dunya? Why we go that way? So let us see and try and see for ourselves what way we want to take. Firstly, for myself. For my wife, what do I want? I want a good life for her also. I don't want her also to be a fasiqa, to live a wrong life. For my children, for my family, if I'm a ustad, for my students, if I'm a sheikh, for my murid, for everyone, if I'm an ummati, in the true sense of it, for the whole ummat we will desire that, that we all must go. So as the Quran Sharif has opened the subject up, in front Allah Ta'ala explains that the way of the believers what it is, and the way of the non-believers, the fasiqs, the wrongdoers, how Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam, all that Allah Ta'ala explains. And this is from in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which we should try and recite every day, every night, between Maghrib and Isha, and then remind ourselves of this. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, the two ways Allah Ta'ala explains. One is the way, let us take first, the way of the fasiqeen, those who break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. It's a way of life of freedom, enjoyment, as we see. And I usually say that in freedom, the rules and regulation, he's attending classes properly, he's doing all his work properly, he's studying for the exams, he will get freedom. Free from the third year, and our desires we want to fulfill. And we carry on. And all different people at different levels. The people who are like pious, they also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Jazahumullah Khair, has written, it's not a matter of just saving ourselves from gunas. Gunas are gunas. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat writes, to save yourself from gunas, sins, is easy, he said. But we have to see, oh, now this is that level of the righteous and the pious, who saving themselves from sins. But he says all the things which are undesirable also, la yani, that has got no benefit, amusement, play and amusement. And today we think of play and amusement, for example, games on the phone. Even games, and today not only little children are playing games, old people also are playing games. And not only the fasiqs, the open sinners, but people who are like pious also, passing time, playing some game. And in there also, it is filled with Satanism. It is filled with things to make you the worst stupid. And that game is laughing at you. Shaitan is laughing at you, wasting your time on these games here, on cartoons. And a person enjoys looking at cartoons. And is wasting his time. And all cartoons also, there is behind it, there is Satanism. For example, these games, there are so many games there, and nobody can keep up to them. So you have to look now, what is that noise, and try and get rid of it. And as you go, you are scoring points. And you score more points, etc., you become the winner, etc. What does it come out to it? They may work on the minds of the people like that. And it becomes ingrained. You start thinking, yes, Azan is a bit, whereas the Tibet is stronger than all the theories of scientists. And whatever other knowledge in the textbooks or whatever, the Quran Sharif and Hadith is much more stronger. But we don't have that yaqeen on that. On what they are telling us, which we see, Allahu Akbar. We all believe that food fills your stomach. Whether the truth is, Allah fills your stomach. The food can't fill your stomach. And all of us, we will say, I ate this food, my stomach started paining. But we say food fills your stomach, is the source. Well, all we say, I ate this food, I got chest pain, chest burns. all just burnt yet. My ulcers started to becoming, I started suffering from my ulcers. So that food what we see outwardly, it becomes the cause of this. Whereas Allah's promises are 100% watertight. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, let us understand these realities, that the road of this fisk and fujur, sinning, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. He says, a man got married, and usually between the age of 20, 25, you get married, 25 roundabout there. After he got married, he was wetting the bed every night. So the wife told him, what are you doing? You're a grown-up man and you wetting the bed, urinating in the bed. Usually small children do it, and then the mothers work on them to take them out of the habit, and they come out of the habit then. But you're a grown-up man. So he says, actually what happened is that Shaitan comes to me in my dream and he takes me for a very long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go to toilet. Then I tell Shaitan, I need to go to toilet, I want to urinate. Then he shows me a modern, ultra-hygienic, wonderful, state-of-the-art toilet. I go and do my thing there, and in the morning I found it happened in the bed. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. He comes every night and he takes you for long, long walks. And you know, we are so poor people, we haven't got money, we can't make ends meet also. And Shaitan is the leader of all the jinnat. And they know where all the money is kept, all everywhere. So tell him to show you where there is some money, some treasure, so that we can, when he's coming to you every night. So he said, yes, bright idea. I think I would tell Shaitan. Shaitan came that night again in his dream. And he told Shaitan, my wife says this. She said, no problem. Why didn't you tell me? Now I will take you. So he took him to a place where there was a chest of all gold, diamond, silver, valuables, lot of values. He was so excited and it was so heavy, he went and picked it up. He did number two. And he was dreaming. It was in the bed. So the wife said, I told you, you must tell Shaitan to bring treasures and all that. Now you, this worse, your urinating was bad enough, but this is even worse. So she said, rather just do what you were doing before. This is now even worse. So Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, sins are even, if we do our toilet, we go to the, they can't compare with Islam and with Muslims as far as cleanliness is concerned. They want to teach us sanitizing, which is really satanizing. With 70% all alcohol, where are you going to get clean? With things which are napak and dirty, how can you come clean with those things? And till this moment, when they will go to chemicals in it, when they do their number two, then they don't wash either. What do? Use toilet paper. And what does the toilet paper do? Doesn't clean them. It polishes that dirt. Now they're polishing themselves. And after that, they go for a bath and lay in a bathtub. And now all that urine and that what is on their back, it mixes with the water. And when you are lying in a bathtub, inevitably, some water goes in your mouth, in your nose. And all that filth and dirt, and now they put some perfumes and they regard themselves as clean. What a terrible way of life. And we are taught that you make istinja. With istinja, with water, you cleanse yourself completely. One radiologist, Muslim, in South America, he was working on the ships. Now he's old, he's retired. I don't know if he's still living also, long time we haven't met or spoken. But on the ship, he was the only Muslim. And he was a staunch Muslim, mashallah. When he should go toilet, istinja. Now few drops of water fall. So those people got a complaint of the few drops of water. But what they are filled with themselves with filth and dirt, they're not even aware that they are dirty and filthy. So anyway, they complained at the eating time at the table that somebody knew they referring to me. So he said that, see, he took condensed milk and put it on his palm. And then he took his finger and wiped the condensed milk and ate it. So he asked them, is my palm clean now? Is all the condensed milk finished? They said, no. And he said, if I wash my hand now, they said, point taken. We understand that if you wash yourself, you are clean. And if you wipe yourself with the tissue paper or what, all the dirt is still there. One time in Bella Bella, Wombats, one businessman, good friend of ours, he told us this maybe about 30 years ago, that one occasion a lady, 60-year-old Nanima, she came to his shop, he's got an outfitting shop, and she said, "Bhai, bikini hoy to deni, if you got a bikini." So he said, "Nanima, 60-year-old Nanima, you want a bikini?" She said, "They don't allow you to go in the public pool there without a bikini." So he told her that they say that they know. They tested the water of the public pool and it had 60% of urine in it. One natural thing, when you go in water, then your desire to urinate also comes also. He said, and for them there is no, they've got nothing. For us we are worried, mustn't make, Allahu Akbar, what a deen and what a pure Nabi and what a honorable and great Nabi Allah gave us. He taught us, don't urinate in water. Don't go and defecate and do your number two under a tree. The path where people walk, etc. All those details. Don't harm people in any way. Don't harm the environment also. Don't spoil the environment also. Our deen teaches us all that. So that they urinate in that water. So 60% urine, and you want to go with your bikini in Anima, and you want to go and swim in there. What? Where is our mind gone? Which direction are we going? This is all that fisk and fujur, disobeying the commands of Allah and going in the wrong direction. And then we find that whole thing, watching, it looks like a small thing, watching cartoons for a little child, playing games on the cell phone, and innocence, no problem, let the children play, let them entertain themselves. But we don't know, we are sowing the seeds for them to become drug addicts, for them to become rapists, for them to become crooks and criminals. All this shaitaniyat is filled in there to make these people. This latest games that have come out, we can't imagine the harm and the evil of it. All that is filled in there. So that is that direction. So then what you sit with, Allah protect us all, any one of us. If there is an alcoholic in our family, what a problem. If there is a drug addict, the family was a stable family, earning well also, living comfortably, had respect and honor. One drug addict in the family, and what is the condition? One person with all this evil, he goes and he rapes a woman, and that whole stigma on that whole family, on the community, on everyone, this is that direction. How can we go in that road? And then finally, in this world also, how many people, one person who lives in the squatter camps, and he comes and he keeps contact, and alhamdulillah, I try my best also to speak to him every... One day he explained to me, "I come from a very prominent family from KZN. But because of going in this wrong direction, today the family wants to do nothing with him, and he's living in the squatter camps." You can see from his condition, we know such people, that you can see they're not clean, they don't bath. What clothes they are wearing, torn and tattered clothes, and from a prominent family. But this direction, if once a person falls in that, what destruction. And we putting our innocent little children, and in the name of love, we love our children to make them happy. What we give them when they come from school and madrasa, a can of Coke and a packet of crisps. And they also very happy. Mummy is also happy that I don't have to cook for them, I just give them this. But what is in that can of Coke and what is in that packet of crisps? No nutritional value. It just fills you up, blows you up, you feel that you are full now. But no, you are not building your body in any way whatsoever. The nutrients you need, the vitamins you need, zero, in fact minus it has got. And you destroy yourself completely. What will that child grow up to? What performance can the child do in madrasa and in school? I usually give this example also, that if the parents drink zamzam water of Makkah Sharif, and from that the drop of sperm was formed from which the child was born. From the zamzam water of Makkah, the child will be a Makki. And if the parents ate khajur of Madina Sharif, and the child was born from the blood was made from that khajur, and then the sperm was made, and the child is born from that khajur of Medina Sharif, he will be a Madani. And the parents ate junk food. And that child was made from that drop of sperm from which was made from the junk food. So what will that child be? The kafirs, well. So we are making the junkies. And then we are complaining, my child is a junk. We made him a junkie. What foods we are eating, what direction, what places we are taking them to, what environments we are taking them to. All this, yeah, we are causing our own destruction. So that is that direction. And then that is in this dunya, we see the condition of such people. Poor young girls, you take pity on them, you don't know how to direct them. Though, remember, wallah, in Islam, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that your car may come in an accident and the panel beaters may say it's a write-off. But by Allah, you can reach the worst ebb. And so many people who reach the lowest ebb, not only that they were not a write-off, Allah made them leaders of mankind. Imamul Muttaqeen. So many awliya. The history, if you go and see, and remember also that many a buzurg and a pious person, a saint, has got a history behind him. He wasn't a born buzurg. He also went through many wrong things, but he made tawbah. He corrected his life. Not only did he become pious, but he became the leader of the pious also. So Allah, so the car can be a write-off, but nobody is a write-off by Allah. The person who killed 99 people, murdered 99 people, and completed his century of 100, he also went straight to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib of Medina explained that in Bombay, there was a lady, a Muslim lady, but unfortunately, very bad life, selling herself also. The worst guna she was making also. But when her mort came, she started speaking Arabic. And they could make out it's Arabic. They speak Hindi, Urdu, perhaps English, but not Arabic. So they were wondering, what is she speaking? So they called the imam from the local masjid. He came and he also made out. So he asked, what kind of a lady is she? They said, you also, Khul Jannah. These two men are telling me, enter into Jannah. And they said, so he asked, what kind of a woman? They say, yes, we all know how evil. But she had one good habit in her. Whenever Adhan used to go, she should tell all, shh, keep quiet. Respect Adhan. Because of that, Allah blessed and honored her. So a person in this world can look like he's a finish. There's no value. But we just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was a person addicted to his bottle. He could not stay without his bottle. He had to have it. He had a little child, a little girl of 2 years old. Whenever he would drink, the 2 year old child will come and push that bottle away. Drop it, break it. The contents will... Normally a person will get very angry. A person who is a drug addict, alcoholic, and you take their drugs and alcohol from them, they can't take it. But he loved that his little daughter so much that he shouldn't tell her anything. Anyway, that little child passed away. And when he passed away, he saw in his dream is the day of Qiyamah and the horrible scenes of Qiyamah. Allah save us all. And really all the sin will lead us to all the terrible consequences. A person, if we just read Quran Sharif lightly and the scenes of Qiyamah, we can't take it. You shudder and you completely out of yourself. And if you have Iman, you follow the right way, Allah will protect us from that also. But anyway, he sees the sign of the day of Qiyamah with all its horrible conditions and the terrible things there. So, and he sees a terrible big snake is behind him. And he's an old man now and he's running and he can't run and the snake is catching up with him. So he meets a handsome young man. And he asked, they tell that man, please help me. You can see what my condition is. I can't run, old man. I can't even walk straight. Where am I going? And the snake behind me. He said, look this side and perhaps some solution for you there. When he goes that side, the smoke of the fire of Jahannam and the terrible scenes of Jahannam. So he turns around and he runs again. When he comes, he meets the same old man, the same young man, old man. And he meets him again. He tells him that, please help me, I'm in a terrible condition. He says, go this side, they are the amanat of the Muslims. Perhaps you also got some amanat. When he goes there, he sees beautiful chambers, rooms, unbelievable, which nobody, لا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب ولا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Nobody has ever experienced such a beautiful, and this little daughter of his coming out. And she's reading the ayat of the Quran in a beautiful way. And beautiful doesn't mean just the sound is beautiful, but that it hits your heart. And it really affects your heart. أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not yet come for the believers that what Allah has revealed? وَأَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. For the remembrance of Allah and the Quran which Allah has revealed, he realizes. He makes tawbah. When he makes tawbah, the snake also goes away. And then from that day, he changes his life. And today, Malik ibn Dinar, how many hundreds of years ago he was. How far from us here, we are in Rainsworth today. How far and in time and in distance, but we are taking inspiration from him. So nobody has to lose hope. That way of this dunya, the way of the animal kingdom of the West, which in every way is not only bad, is the worst way of life. But today, unfortunately, how stupid we have become also. We'll buy a pair of torn jeans and pay more money for it than a good pair of jeans. Because torn jeans are in fashion. We'll pay more money for a patched pair of jeans than a good pair of jeans. Just because of fashion and brand name. Just because it's got some little stick on it, this name on it. Now we will pay so much money for it. We pay more money for half socks than full socks. Because half socks are fashion now. So we will buy that. And it is because, not because we haven't got money, because we haven't got brains now. The soda, we haven't even got sawdust left in there. And we are just following these people who go for their walks in the morning and evening. It's their lifestyle. And unfortunately, we have made that our lifestyle also. So they go with their dogs with their, on the leash, and the dog is walking. When the dog wants to urinate, defecate, with adab they will stand. And let the dog do its work finish properly. And then they will... So those people who have made dogs their imams, we have made them our imams. If we didn't have an imam, still if we took them as our imams and leaders, their lifestyle, the Western way of life, the animal kingdom of the West, we made that and we take pride in it. That all the things that we do, how they do it, our holidays like them, our lifestyle like them, everything like them, and we take pride in that. And we have got Sayyidul Anbiya, the most noble, the most pure, the most clean way of life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, once in Karachi he saw a woman driving and going with a dog on the passenger seat. And she bought an ice cream. And she's giving the dog the ice cream to suck. And then she's sucking it also. Again giving the dog to suck. And then she's sucking. And this, and living like the West. How stupid can we get? So this is that filthy and dirty life of theirs. And the consequence of that, what will it be at the time of mort? If Allah give us, when old age comes in this world, we have to be we have to take into cognizance that our old age will ask you doing what you want to, you are 30, 40, 50, everything. But when old age comes, how many people who were so wealthy people, but when old age came, they had nothing left. Their health also was gone. Allah is that being, you turn to him. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that Allah will never tell you, you old man, now when you are useless, you're coming to me. Never. Whoever will turn to Allah, that person who's worshipping his fire, and he's saying, Sanam, we don't know when mort will come. And before mort, turn to Allah in sincerity. And when you turn to Allah, and then you are just filling the application form, Allah has already decided to give it to you. When Allah opens the doors of duas to a person, Allah doesn't close the doors of acceptance. When the doors of du'as are open to a person, Allah puts the doors of acceptance wide open also. So just turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala and see how our problems of this world will evaporate and how Allah will make our lives comfortable. And when we follow the way of deen, the way of sunnah, and for example, the Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, what a great kitab Allah has given us. Allah has given us one greatest thing also, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, and I will remember you. And this Allah says when He enumerates His great favors upon us, that Allah gave us the greatest direction to face, the Kaaba. And the Kaaba is the place of Allah's rahmat coming down. It is directly below Baytul Ma'mur. That is where the as we make tawaf, Allah give us that we didn't appreciate. And that how tawaf should be made, we did not make it. May Allah open the doors again. And Allah give us tawfiq to make tawaf correctly. And above that is the arsh of Allah. Also, from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that direction which we are facing from all four sides of the world. All the Muslims facing in one direction. What unity of the Muslims also. When before, this whole world was only water. Then where the Kaaba is, a bubble appeared there. Then from there Allah spread the Qur'an aw karha. Come to me willingly or forcefully. You have to obey me. You got no choice. But you have to obey me. The first place to say that I'm coming willingly was that same spot where the Kaaba Sharif is. So Allah put His love to that place. Today when we face the Kaaba, that love comes to us. We are made of sand, that spot was made of sand. And as today you press your, we should try and face Qibla in all our ibadah. Our nafil ibadat also, like tilawat of Quran, zikr, Allah give us all tawfiq. When we make wudu, try and face the Qibla. All that barakat of Baytul Ma'mur and the arsh of Allah and the malaika, we will get it if we face. And Allah save us from this Kaaba. Make sure our toilets are not facing the Qibla. And just imagine, these people that we think that is it's a way of life, their sports, their holidays, their lifestyle, and we think the animal kingdom of the West, the filth and dirt, they have made, they planned the masjid, all the hotels of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Take note and you'll see every hotel's toilets face the Qibla. And the bed when you sleep, it faces the Qibla. And unfortunately our people couldn't pick it up or they're just blind to it. And today if you go there, you have to take particular care in somehow that you don't face the Qibla. And facing the Qibla, doing our things like this toilet, etc. Facing the Qibla is a source of great deprivation. Great, all barakat is taken out of a person's life. So this is their lifestyle. So, and Allah has given us that pure, so with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person makes the zikr of Allah, he goes in this direction. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says that in shukr to me, that I gave you all this ni'mat, now you remember me. And zikr of Allah is one of the easiest ibadahs. Zikr of Allah, you don't need wudu also. Face the Qibla is better, but even if you don't face the Qibla, you can make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And you just make the zikr, and you are now thanking Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar. Allah is that great, kind being that does not only appreciate that you remembered Him. When you make His zikr, Allah says, you remember me, and I remember you. Allah is in your remembrance. Ulama have written, when a person makes the zikr of Allah, then Allah remembers His zikr in Malayil A'la by the Malaikatul Muqarrabin. Allah is praising and pleased with that person who is making the zikr of Allah. Just read 10 times, La ilaha illallah, لا إله إلا الله. Make tilawat of Quran. Read Durood Sharif and you become the favorite. And Allah is boasting about you. Taking your name and your dhikr, Allah is boasting. There by Baytul Ma'amur, by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. What a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is their direction. And in this worldly life, wallah, with sincerity we observe the commands of Allah, you will find peace of mind. You don't have to be a rich man to find. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. Wealth and riches is not in the amount of money. Money that is paid to for insurance purposes. Money that is paid to for all wrong purposes. Money that is wasted in this worldly life, in fashion, in useless pursuits. That is so. You don't call that your rosy and your wrist. Rosy and wrist, it may be little, but you are living a peaceful, happy life. You are comfortable with your family. You got time for your family. You got time for yourself. Today a person who is in this corporate world and so busy, he's got 10 shops, he's got 20 shops, he's got this investment, that investment, while he's wearing his trousers, he's drinking, he's having his breakfast, and he's drinking his cup of tea. And we have seen that these wealthy people, they are deprived of for what they make their money. To have a nice sleep, they are deprived of sleep. To have a nice meal, they are deprived. To sit with the family, they are too busy. They can't do. They haven't got time for anything. How busy they are. They haven't got time for themselves also. They haven't got time for toilet also. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the toilet is that jail for which there is no bail. Like if you have to go to jail and you pay bail, they allow you to come out. But for toilet, you can't pay bail and say, I won't go to toilet. Your wife will do a lot for you, but you tell her, just go to toilet for me. She can't do that. You left. But these people, even going to toilet, they're also they busy with the cell phone. And they also they are importing and exporting and calculating and busy all the time. What and a person, if he obeys the commands of Allah, a peaceful life. So Allah has given us these two routes that we can go. Either we go on the route of our nafs and shaitan. That is destruction in this world. At the time of maut, qabr and akhirat, al-amanul hafiz. And if we go on the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this worldly life, peace and tranquility, happiness Allah ta'ala gives that person. And at the time of maut, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, what great enjoyment. Allah let us understand and go in the correct direction. And Allah let us read the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima a'lam. All our dua, our a'mal will be accepted by Allah, and Allah will give us peace and happiness. May Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.